We begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, give us bread for our souls so that we may never be worried about having bread for our bodies. Amen. Couched in the middle of the seven petitions is one simple request. Give us this day our daily bread. Here is the only petition that specifically addresses the needs of the body, the physical needs. The other six are talking about spiritual needs. The first three petitions speak of matters that bear directly on God, His name, His kingdom, His will. The last three bear directly upon our spiritual needs. Deliverance from sin, from temptation, from evil. The first three are necessary in order for there to be such a thing as salvation. Only because God's name is hallowed, because His kingdom comes, and because His will is done, only because of this is there such a thing as salvation. And Jesus initiated it all. By Jesus, the name of God was hallowed. By Him, the kingdom of God has come. By Him, God's will has been done. And so, salvation has come to the world. And that salvation continues to be spread throughout the world when we hallow God's name. And when His kingdom continues to come to us, and when His will continues to be done. So the first three petitions have to do with salvation, or the last three petitions have to do with salvation coming into our personal lives. And this happens when God brings to each one of us personally the forgiveness that Christ has gained. It happens when God leads us in such a way that we do not fall into temptation. It happens when God delivers us from that which is evil. In other words, it happens when God makes His salvation effective in your life and in mine. All the power of Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell operates within us and around us so that we are saved by grace through faith. Jesus framed the Lord's Prayer in such a way that the fourth petition falls right in the middle of all of this. We might say it falls in the middle between objective and subjective justification, between that which pertains to the salvation of the whole world and that which pertains to my personal salvation. And He says, give us this day our daily bread. Now, while Jesus has not told us exactly why He framed the Lord's Prayer in this way, my guess is that it was this. In order for the salvation which was gained for everybody to become mine personally, I have to be alive. I have to live. I have to have my time of grace in this world. And that's why I need my daily bread. This gives me time to learn about Jesus, to come to faith in Him, and then to share what I have learned with others. Now, this expression, daily bread, is the Bible's simple way of talking about everything that we truly need in order to survive. And what do we really need? In this country, we've got a lot of stuff. You've got a lot of stuff. So do I. So let's say a disaster strikes suddenly, and you and I have to quickly evacuate and go to some remote place where we can survive on our own. You only have a few moments to gather to yourself those things that you think you'll need in order to survive. So what would you take? Your TV? Your computer? Your Xbox? Will a computer keep you warm on a cold night, especially one that doesn't have any power? Can you eat an Xbox? Food and covering. That's what we need. And so we would probably grab for ourselves warm clothing, a sleeping bag, and as much imperishable food as we can carry. The rest of it is just stuff. And when we're gone, it can be relegated to the dumpster because it is of no help. Give us this day our daily bread. We are petitioning God to grant us what we need to survive today. And God is the source of those needs. Yes, He does tell us that we should work. So we work. And we earn money. And we use the money to buy clothing and food. But what if God doesn't bless our labor? And we lose our job? What if God does not bless the crops and there is no food to buy? What if God does not bless our economy and our money is worthless? Well, maybe it's worth something as kindling for a fire. God tells us to work, but without His blessing, it's all going to be for naught. So we pray to Him in this petition. And we pray with confidence because Jesus assures us that there will be an answer. At one place in Matthew 6, after speaking about food and clothing, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Indeed, the very fact that He gives us this petition, the fourth petition, suffices as a promise in itself. In fact, all of the petitions carry with them the promise that God is going to grant what you ask. So each day, day by day, we ask. And it's enough for us that we have food for today and covering for today. As for tomorrow, God, that's in God's hands. When it comes, we're going to pray again. And again, God will be faithful. So it has been, so it shall be. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. We pray. Well, Father, give us today the things we need for today so that we may have another day to hallow your name, another day in which you can rule in our hearts, another day in which your will shall be done for us and by us. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior. Amen. We continue with hymn 434, verses 1, 3, and 5.